And our topic today, how to produce blueberries in container.
Welcome to Gardeners Radio by Lubera Edibles, the podcast for professional gardeners. We are talking about edible plants.
My name is Frederik Vollert, and at Lubera Edibles, I'm responsible for product development. My guest today is Robert Meyerhofer. He's a nursery manager at the Lubera facility in Switzerland. I know you produce some
Yes, we do, of course. But to start, I have a question for you, Frederik. What you would say about the blueberry plant market? How big is it? How important is the market?
I think it's become more and more important, the blueberry market. Not only in plants, also in fruits, but I think it will belong to each other. So I know it in the German food industry.
Supermarket.
In the supermarket is the total kilo amount of sold fruits is the blueberry the highest. So the blueberries are on the first place, and on second place now it's strawberries.
So okay,
it's,
I think it changed a few years ago.
Yes.
A long time was strawberry the highest one. Okay, it's
but
interesting.
Now blueberries, and I think this will belong to each other. So you have the whole year you have blueberries available in the supermarkets, and this belongs to the end consumer. He wants to have a blueberry because blueberries are everybody's darling. I personally don't know anyone who don't like blueberries. Mm. It's not sour. It's sweet. It's not too aromatic. So, and do you know any person?
No, I never heard that anybody don't like blueberries. I also not heard that anybody have allergies against blueberries. Like I think kiwi and apples and a lot of fruits some people can't eat, but I'm not sure if there's anybody who can't eat blueberries. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think these all belongs to that the blueberries have become more and more important.
And how important are blueberry young plants for Lubera edibles?
Also very important. The total amount of blueberries increases so much. Now we are it's in the third place of the total amount of sold young plants.
What's the second one? I know what's the first place is.
The first place of the total amount of sold young plants are raspberries.
Yeah.
And the second place is blackberries.
Ah, blackberries, okay.
But it's from the total amount of blackberries to the total amount of blueberries, is the space between will getting shorter and shorter.
I think it will change in a few years.
Yeah, I also think so. Yeah, that's why we talk today about producing blueberries. Robert, what pot sizes do you produce at Lubera?
We producing two pot sizes. We're making a 1.3 liter pot directly out of the 60 cell plant, young plant we get from Lubera Edibles. It's our young plant to get a 5 liter blueberry. The most plants we sell in blueberries are 5 liter plants, very big plants, but we think the customers or our customers want a plant who is nearly finished and who starts hopefully directly or in the next year after planting in the garden to fruit. So we sell the most plants in 5 liters.
And yeah, you sell the most plants in 5 liters, yeah. And you produce your own. Let us call it a young plant.
Yeah.
This step between you produce.
In English, here would I think say liners. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we do it by ourselves because out of the young plants from Lubera Edders in 60 cells trays, I think the maximum size to produce a finished plant is a 2-liter pot.
Yeah, this is also what we recommend our customers. So maximum pot size is a 2-liter container.
Yeah, and I think the culture is similar if we produce a 1.3 liter liner or young plant for us or a 2 liter, that's the same, yeah.
So when do you pot your blueberries?
We pot it late because we only need this as a young plant for our 5 liter production. We pot it end of May, beginning of June, because we start potting with berry shrubs, with red currants, white currants, gooseberries, and the last one in the berry shrubs are blueberries because of the long vegetation time of blueberries. Red currant stop growing normally end of June or beginning of July. Mm-hmm. And the blackberry is growing until September. Blueberry, sorry.
And what is important for substrate and fertilizer? Is there anything you have to care about?
Yeah, the pH, of course. All blueberry varieties want acid soil, and also there are a few varieties on the market where the PR is talking about you can use it in normal garden soil. It's not working. Use soil with deep pH. That's important. And fertilizer, don't take too much. I would say a normal level. We're using a fertilizer direct in the substrate, and we give 3 kilo on the cubic meter. Red currants, we use 4 kilos or a little bit deeper as for example red currants.
So not
too high.
Not too high, but
yeah.
Also high enough, mm-hmm, to get good results. Yeah, yeah. And what would you recommend to our customers who would propagate a 2-liter container? So the potting time?
I would pot earlier as we as do, because you want to finish the plant in 1 year and you want to sell it. I would pot as early as possible. I would say latest and begin of May, and then cut 1 times back as early as possible after potting. I would say 2-3-4 weeks after potting, as deep as possible, that you have enough shoots from the ground, from the base of the plant, and then cut a second time on a middle high, because blueberries are sometimes growing very fast and the branches are soft and they falling
apart,
yeah. So you have to cut a second time, and then normally you get, after second cutting, a finished plant. You can cut it back on the high you want to sell it in July, August, September.
So do you have a latest cutting time? So a really cutting time to get more bushy plants?
When you need growth, I would say mid of July, the latest cutting time. To keep the high, I would say not longer as mid of September, because normally blueberries making small tips in autumn when you cut it back, and this will dry back in winter.
Mm-hmm. So you said to pot it as early as possible, when a customer will get a dormant young plant from us. So do you think is it possible to pot it directly outside on empty space?
Yes, of course. I'm not sure if it would work when you pot in autumn, in November, December, because of you have a small plant and you get frost, and maybe the frost put the young plant in the high and it's not enough in the soil. So I would earlier start in February when the most frosts are over, but when the young plant is dormant, you don't have problems with spring frosts, so it's no problem.
Okay. So you do your own step between, mm-hmm. and when do you pot your finished plants?
Our 5-liter plants, we pot the 1.3 liter into 5 liter normally in October, November, December, because the most blueberry varieties are totally winter hardy, so we can pot it in our 5-liter pot, put it outside in the nursery and leave it over winter without covering.
So no protection?
No protection, no, it's no problem. That's
not
working.
Not anything. Mm-hmm.
But you have to keep care. There are a few varieties which have more southern high bush blood in it. This you have to cover. For example, pink lemonade, Buddy Blue, or also evergreen varieties like Blue Drop, you have to cover or put in greenhouses over winter.
But
the normal Corymbosum variety, there's no problem to leave over winter outside.
And for production in early spring, it doesn't matter what genetic?
No.
Mm-hmm. And when your 5-liter containers are ready for sale?
They will ready for sale in July or August. We make also two cuttings, so when they start to grow, we cut once back to the base, and then when they are 20, 30 centimeter high, we cut the tips, and then when they regrow, they're normally finished.
Anything left? Anything you want to add, or do you?
I think we have the most. We're talking about the winter hardiness. That's important that you know the varieties who are not working outside over winter. And the rest, I think we had, yes.
Okay. Thank you, Robert, for answering my questions. And thank you also for listening and viewing our podcast. If you have any questions or comments, you can directly mail me to frederik.vollert@luberedibles.com. Also, if you have a production question, I will forward your questions to Robert. And if you want to get all our news about our podcast, about new varieties or new assortments, you can subscribe our newsletter at luberedibles.com/newsletter. Thank you.
Thanks for hearing Gardeners Radio by Lubero Edibles. You find us on every platform for podcasts, Spotify, Apple, and of course on our website www.luberoedibles.com. Go on gardening.